Hi there, and welcome to another edition of Tuesdays with Corey. I am here with a very esteemed guest, Taylor, who did a actually, I guess you didn't. You set up that you didn't really do
it. I was the man behind
the scenes.
Yeah.
DockerCon was just a week and a half ago.
Yep.
Beautiful in Austin, Texas.
Austin, Texas.
Yeah, I was not there, unfortunately. But
fortunately for us.
Okay. That's cool. We're off to a bad start, yeah. Taylor. We're off to a bad start. So a wonderful event where we talked about some amazing technologies from Hyper-V. And so Taylor's from the Hyper-V team. So why don't you explain a little bit about what we talked about and who you are and you know what your hopes and dreams are and so on.
My aspirations.
Your aspirations. Goals. Yeah. In fact, we have this little picture.
So I own our Windows Server Developer strategy. And as part of that, I own the container work that we've done. So the last 3 years, we've been working on Windows Server containers, Hyper-V containers, getting those running on Azure, integrating that with the Azure Container Service, all those great things. So this week, we actually showed Linux containers running on Windows Server natively through our Hyper-V isolation technology.
That's great. So back up a little bit.
Buzzword.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I mean, it's just like you just blew my world. So what this historically, up until now, containers could only run on the sort of the OS type that their sort of their host was, right? So Linux on Linux and Windows on Windows.
Yeah.
And this changed.
Yep. So today, if you go download a Server 2016 VM or spin one up in Azure and say Docker pull BusyBox, it's like, nah, you're running Windows, that's a Linux thing.
No good.
No good. What we showed this time was an early prototype of that actually working. So you could actually go on a Windows Server machine and say Docker pull BusyBox, Docker run BusyBox, and boom.
It'll run.
And you're running. And you're actually running a real Linux kernel.
Right.
And so as part of this work, we actually went out and talked to a bunch of the distros and got support from Canonical, we got support from Intel, we got support from Docker, we got support from SUSE and Red Hat, all planning to release their own Linux kernels to work with this. So you can actually use whichever distro vendor you desire.
Got it.
Yeah.
That's super cool. And so, and then the way that manages, basically, it puts it into a virtualized environment. Yeah. And so it sort of runs with the isolation that you'd get with a VM, but it runs sort of the speed start and so on that you get from a container.
It's managed like a container, but it's actually using a VM kind of behind the scenes, but we just kind of make all of that go away.
Doesn't
you.
Matter.
You don't have to worry
about it. Why customers don't care?
Yeah.
All they're doing is they're running Linux natively on a Windows box.
Exactly.
That's super cool.
Yeah, it was fun.
And so Mark Russ did that demo, yes?
No, John Gossman.
Oh, John, of course.
Yeah, Mr. Gossman.
I'm embarrassed.
Yeah, I know.
That's right, because I remember talking with him afterwards. So we'll put maybe a link that will go straight to his demo.
Yeah, absolutely.
Below. And John did a great job.
He did. He did an awesome job.
Yeah. So he is the man when it comes to all things open source.
Yeah, and then we also announced a modernization program too.
Okay.
So if you're a customer, you're trying to get onto containers, we got a nice program where you can go sign up. It's like $3,000. You get a couple days on-site consulting.
Okay.
A bunch of time in Azure, get your app moved over and get started with containers.
Got it. I thought when you said modernization program, I was thinking like sort of Bionic Man sort of stuff. Yeah, I could come in and give you $3,000 and you'd like make my arm modern. And so
we're just gonna transform
like
your
Terminator
infrastructure.
Style, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
You could translate my infrastructure, right? Yeah. My arm into a robot. Is that what you could do? Is that what containers do? I'm not quite sure. Maybe I don't.
They just turn it into things that go on top of whales.
To whales, I see. Okay, got it. I didn't quite get the scenario, but well, that's cool, man. So anything else? So you have a session at Build.
Yeah,
you're gonna rock it with a bunch of additional announcements that we're not allowed to talk about right now, but they involve Windows.
They do.
And may involve containers.
Very likely that they involve containers, given the
area that you work.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see maybe a little bit more of this guy.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
Well, and I look forward to seeing that.
Some cool Azure stuff too, I think.
Yeah, some Azure stuff too. Okay, and I have a session I'm announcing Azure stuff too, so maybe our paths will cross.
Yeah, or we'll be at the same time, that'll be really unfortunate.
That will be unfortunate.
And then they'll have to watch yours on recording.
Oh, is it because they'll watch yours live?
Right.
Okay, well, thanks for being on my show. And thank you for watching. I hope you all had a great time listening to this guy.
Yeah.
Have a wonderful Tuesday. Thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely.
And let me stop being so mean, and let's be friendly for just a moment. I do like Linux more. And so thank you guys so much for joining my show. Thank you, Taylor, for joining, and looking forward to some of those new announcements at Build, which is 1 week, two weeks away. Clear calendar. Make sure you watch on live streaming and learn more about some of the things we got going. If you got questions right now that you want answered, you can ask us at hashtag Azure TWC. That stands for Azure Tuesdays with Corey. And we'll make sure we get those answers to you. So thanks so much. And do you want to give your Twitter handle here as well?
Yeah, it's TaylorB_MSFT.
MSFT. There you go. Now you can't ever leave the company. So that's.
I know. Well, I can change my Twitter tag.
Okay, wow. Yeah. He's already thought about this, apparently. Yeah. Don't be so quick to get out the door. Here's your hat. What's your hurry? Thank you again. Have a wonderful, wonderful Tuesday. And thanks again.
Yeah.
See you later. Well, it's just your contraption is all over the place here. I feel like you know what? You look like one of like the T-100, like the oldest Terminator.
Oldest Terminator.
Like with wires and metal. And so, you know, you're not like us, the new ones, the liquid metal ones. That's the difference here with your garbage. Honestly, I wish I could take a picture of this. I'm going to take a picture of this. I'm going to